Hallelujah. Would you turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 12? The book of Revelation, chapter 12. When this came to me, I don't want to say struggled, but it was a area to where it sets separation from the things that we have been accustomed to in this realm. God is going to reveal to us a whole nother arena and to look at things totally differently. And one of the things, you know, Friday night was an explosive evening. And I can share with you that from that night forward, I am totally different. And in that, I have not been able to... it's almost like if I'm going to sit on a chair, I sense that I'm going to fall through it. In other words, anything natural can't hold me. Does everybody understand that? There's a arena that God has opened up, and it's a dimension. And so many times there's that period to where in a season or a time that God begins to put parallels all together for access. And we're going to talk just a little bit about it. And I pray that you hold on and be able to grab hold of this, because it's not according to the natural understanding of a man. It's according to the eternal things. And in the book of Revelation in chapter 12, in verse 7, and it says, and war broke out in heaven. Michael and his angels fought with the dragon and his angels fought, but they did not prevail, nor was a place found for them in heaven any longer. This heaven that you and I call is called the third dimension. It is the third dimension for me and you. This is where the Lord is. Is everybody with me? Now, in this dimension, where God brings direction and orders to his angels and his servants, the enemy was actually removed from there. And when he was removed from the third dimension, he was put in the second dimension. And verse 9, it says, and so the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old, called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. So we know that in this, Satan was cast out to the second dimension because he's unseen, isn't he? If he was cast to the first dimension, he would be seen. Anything in the first dimension for me and you is tangible. So he was cast from the third dimension to the second dimension. We live in what we call the first dimension. We call it the first dimension because this is where our memory began. Hold on. Okay. Because we don't remember where we came from. So the moment that we were conceived in this realm, all memory and inheritance was removed from us, even though we came from God. But for me and you, we look at this as the first dimension for me and you because it's tangible. It's the common sense arena. But there's another dimension, the second dimension, which is unseen, which is associated with the atmosphere of the earth and the surrounding heavenlies of the earth. Then there's a third dimension, which is associated with God and his throne and what we call eternal paradise. Now, I want you to grab something, because for God, he doesn't look at his place as the third dimension. He looks at it as the first dimension. He looks at the earth natural as the third dimension. So when Satan was removed because of his rebellion, he was sent into the second dimension. But eventually, he's going to manifest in the first dimension here in this realm. He will become flesh. Is everybody with me? Okay. Hallelujah. So the great dragon was cast out, the serpent of old called the devil and Satan, who deceives the whole world. He was cast to the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. Then I heard a loud voice saying in heaven, now salvation and strength and the kingdom of our God and the power of his Christ have what? Have come. For the accuser of our brethren who accused them before our God day and night has been cast down. And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives to death. Therefore rejoice, O heavens, and you who dwell in them, and woe to the inhabitants of the earth and the sea, for the devil has come down to you having great wrath, because he knows that he has a what? A short time. Now go to verse 17. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the what? Testimony of Jesus Christ. So who's at war with you? The devil, the powers of... This is kingdom things. Now, I want you to begin to look at... This is not about a religious thing. This is not about Jesus being religious. This is not about religious rituals. This is about things that are of kingdom. Kingdom, an eternal kingdom. Jesus came to open the door to an eternal kingdom. It's a place of living. It's an eternal thing. It's a different dimension than what you and I are accustomed to. Turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. That's why the Bible says that we must be born of the Spirit. Born of the Spirit. When we are born of the Spirit, things are different. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. Even Jesus, when he was here, he said something very powerful. He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Why? Because he saw it, didn't he? And 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 1. Let's read it. For we know that if our earthly house's tent is destroyed, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the what? In the heavens. He's multiple. Heavens. What? Second and third dimension. For in this we what? Groan, eagerly desire to be clothed with our habitation, which is from what? Heaven. If indeed having been clothed, we shall not be found naked. Now listen. Adam and Eve were eternal. They were clothed with the habitation from heaven. They were able to walk with God. They spoke with God face to face. Why? Because they were actually what we call a third dimensional being, living in this dimension. But this the first dimension was really not the way it is now. It was still one. Just a different segment. A different fold. So in this, Adam and Eve, when the serpent was cast to the earth, and the serpent, or the devil, who was of authority, who had authority of the angels underneath him, and he was sent into the second dimension, the unseen realm, but for Adam and Eve, they were able to see him, weren't they? They saw God, they saw the serpent, they saw things. They probably saw angels and everything else. But when they fell, they became blind. And they were naked, weren't they? And they were naked because they were now unclothed with third dimensional clothing. The habitation from home. Because sin separated that clothing. And now Adam and Eve were no longer in the life of the Spirit. Now they were in the life of the flesh. And that's why they had to have blood. Because Adam and Eve didn't have blood, or they could have cut themselves and bled to death. Because they were eternal beings, just like when Jesus rose from the dead. When Jesus rose from the dead, he had no blood. But he's an eternal being, glorified body. Because no sin could dwell in the presence of God, could it? So when Adam and Eve fell, they lost the presence of God. They lost their habitation. They lost their eternal character. And now they were separated from God. And now they were blinded from the unseen realm because another dimension opened. And in this dimension, it was a dimension that was further away from God. Are you listening? Now, Satan was ruling this dimension. He became the ruler of this dimension that we're in now. So you and I are born blind. We're born in the image and likeness of him and need to be born again of the Spirit so we can access now the second and third dimension. Hallelujah. Let's go a little further. So it says here now in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, in verse 4, for we who are in this tent groan. Why are we groaning? Being what? Burdened. Not because we want to be unclothed, but what? Further clothed, that mortality may be swallowed up by what? By life. Because we are desiring the habitation of the third dimension where we came from. We are desiring to be home. There's times when we groan. We feel burdened. We feel lost, abandoned, lonely. And all those arenas is because of the habitation that we are now experiencing here and desiring the habitation from home. Let's go a little further. In verse 5, now he who has prepared us for this very thing is God, who also has given us the Spirit as a what? Guarantee. So we are always confident knowing that while we are at home in this body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. In other words, we walk by spiritual sight, not by physical sight now. We are confident, yes, well pleased, rather to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well pleasing to him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that each one may receive the things done in the body according to what he has done, whether good or bad. Knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, but we are well known to God, and I also trust are well known in your consciences. So, in this, grab hold of this for a second, because we are eternal beings now, born of the Spirit, in a third dimensional capsule we call a body. We are eternal beings. Are you listening? And a third dimensional, why? Because now, I'm not saying that, because this body is three dimensional now. Why? Because it has a habitation for the first dimension, the second dimension, and the third dimension. Your spirit is associated with the third dimension, your soul is associated with the second dimension, and your flesh is associated with the first dimension. Is everybody okay? Yeah. Told you it would be a little grab. You're going to have to grab this today. This is what happens when God touches you and you catch the anointing. You try to bring this into a natural understanding. So we are now eternal beings in the third dimensional capsule known as a temple or a body. So your spirit associates with the things of the spirit realm. Your soul is the interpreter. That's why your soul must be renewed, because it's going to interpret the things that the spirit's saying. And your flesh does the work in this realm. Go to 2 Corinthians 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Let's start at verse 1. Is everybody there? It is doubtless not profitable for me to boast. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. Now grab hold of this, because the Bible says in the latter days, he will pour out his spirit on all flesh, and they will dreams and visions. And in this dreams and visions, more and more dreams and visions, because God is speaking in another, from another dimension, but actually he's paralleling things so that we have access. And I'll talk about this in a minute. So now he's speaking to us in dreams and visions. In other words, it's available for everybody now. Anyone born of the Spirit. And so Paul says in verse 2, I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know. God knows such a one was what? Caught up to what? The third heaven or the what? Third dimension. See, Paul didn't even know if he was in the body or out of the body. He didn't know what was what, man. He just knew that he was not of this dimension. He realized that even though God was giving him dreams and revelations and visions, that he was accessing the third dimension and speaking to God, because God was speaking to him in another language by vision, because he would not be able to comprehend some of the things that he would say. He was giving him multiple things. You know how many all, did you ever hear the saying that a picture's worth a thousand words? Sometimes there's more of an impact of a movie you've gone to than what you heard about it. Somebody comes and tells you about it, but until you see it, it's like, whoa, now I get it, you know? And so the Spirit was doing this with Paul, but then one day Paul was taken, but he couldn't understand if he was still in his body, out of the body. He didn't get it, but that's all he knew, is he went to the third heaven in the third dimension. Hallelujah. In verse 3, and I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I do not know. God knows. How what? How he was caught. No, it's not that God knows whether he was in the body or not. It was that God knows how he was caught up. How he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which is not lawful man to utter. Of such a one I will boast, yet I myself will not boast, except for my what? Infirmities. So understand this, that Paul was taken into the third dimension, or what we call the third heaven, where Christ dwells. Again, for man, we live in the first dimension. In this realm we call a tangible or a naturally tangible realm. Because for me and you, you know, it's amazing that we can still feel. You can hurt yourself, you bump into something, you know. See, that still blows me away. Man, I'm still bumping into stuff and hurting myself. It's like, man, when is this going to end? Hallelujah. But the Creator's realm is what we call, for the Creator... Again, he sees his dimension as the first dimension. But for me and you from this side, we look at his place as the third dimension. Jesus, who is God, put on third dimensional habitation to open access to his dimensional realm. When my visitation from the Lord came, a glory cloud manifested, and I was taken in the glory cloud. Now, in this cloud of glory, it wasn't that the... It was in this cloud of glory that I was taken in. I had no control over any flesh whatsoever. None. My flesh was taken, possessed. Taken. Held. My spirit was praying, but my mind wasn't speaking to God. My spirit was. It was a totally different realm and atmosphere, because the third dimensional realm manifested in the first dimension. So what actually happened was, so many times we think, well, the cloud of glory comes. The cloud of glory is like the collision from the third dimension to the first dimension. There is a collision effect, and it promotes a cloud, which is the glory of God. When the Lord sent fire by night and a cloud by day, with the Israelites, what was happening is the third dimension was in conflict with the first dimension, which created a fire and a cloud. Has everybody got it? When the Lord spoke to Moses, he got his attention by fire, a bush that wasn't burning. Because it was a third dimensional collision with the first dimension. Because what happens is, in the third dimension, time moves totally different. There is no time in the third dimension. In the first dimension, there is time. So an angel can go around the planet 7 times in 1 second. When he hits this place, he puts on Holy Ghost brakes. It's a totally different. So when there's that collision, you know, we have an atom bomb. And in these atom bombs, what it is neutrons and electrons that are set by time and space that actually collide. Or they're separated, which causes things to explode, don't they? It produces a power. And so in this, when I was taken in the cloud of glory, I was changed because I was clothed with a habitation from the third dimension. And in that presence of the habitation of the third dimension, I changed. The same way Moses changed. Moses changed. He was, and so when he was in with the Lord for 40 days and he didn't eat or drink because he was in the third dimensional habitation where there is no necessary for food. His flesh was preserved. So God, now Moses did not see God. He saw cloud. He saw glory. Because what did he say? Let me show me your glory. I always wanted to see more of his glory. So he didn't see a face. He saw the glory of God. But God said to him, I speak to Moses face to face, because that's all he allowed God. Remember, God didn't allow Moses to see his face. He showed him his back, which was just glory or fire. Why? Because when the third dimensional realm, the eternal, comes into the first dimensional realm, there's a collision. There's a force. There's an opening. Has everybody got this? Hallelujah. So in this, again, it seemed like a cloud, but it's actually an opening port. Because of the third dimension substance in the first dimensional realm. When this happened to me, for me, it was like a man within a man. I sensed that I was a man within a man because I was born again. And you sense that yourself, that the conflict that's within you is with you. Because you're still fighting the man within the man. But for me, it was so real, the man within the man. And then for approximately 3 to 4 or 5, 6 weeks afterwards, the man that was within the man was separated. And the only voice I heard was the voice of God. So for so many weeks, every night I was taken in the spirit and communication with God. I was at the Last Supper. I was in all kinds of places that I had seen. Things that were shown to me that would happen 14 years later and all kinds of, saw the return of the Lord, all kinds of things that happened. And even though God may show you things that happen, it doesn't mean that it's going to happen then. It can happen 20 years down the road. Because there is no space or time in the third dimension. In fact, the Bible says one day with the Lord is equal to 1,000 years. Hallelujah. So you know Moses didn't spend one day with the Lord. Amen. For him, in this realm, it was like 5 minutes. But it was 40 days, you know. Hallelujah. Is everybody okay? Go to 1 John chapter 5. Did I lose you? Okay. The reason why this is coming up, because the Spirit is letting us know that, bringing us understanding about the dimensional age. We are in the dimensional age. And in this dimensional age, you're going to find more and more ports open. You're going to find more and more visitations. You're going to hear about more and more people taken. You're going to hear about more and more things happening. I was hearing a testimony the other day about some missionaries that were in Iraq. And when they went to go to Iraq, and they were going to show the Jesus video. And they put on the Jesus video, and the people in Iraq stopped them. And they said, "What? No, wait, hold that video. And they were saying, what's the problem? Is everybody okay? And they said, yes, that man in the video, he was here a few weeks ago. He was here a few weeks ago telling us about the kingdom of God. That man in the video, he was here a few weeks ago telling us about the kingdom of God. And that man was Jesus in the video. See, these more dimensional things are beginning to open. The Lord is visiting the Muslims. He's visiting everybody in all kinds of areas because time is short. Time is short. And 1 John chapter 5, in verse 6, this is he who came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not only by water, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit who bears witness, because the Spirit is what? Truth. Now, remember, the anointing is the presence, power, and truth of God Almighty, the Eternal One. Now, grab hold of this. For there are three that bear witness in heaven. Heaven here is the third dimension. The Father, the Word, and the Spirit, and these three are what? One. They're what? Okay. So these three are one in heaven. And there are three that bear witness on earth, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And these three agree as what? One. So the three in heaven are one. The one in earth is three. Grab hold of that. You'll see in a second. Why? Because he had to put on a three-dimensional capsule. Because he was now spirit, soul, and what? Body. See, so the three that are one in heaven are one. But when the one came to the earth, he was the one that became three. He had to become the first dimensional, had to become three-dimensional so that he can function in this realm. Or he couldn't. Everywhere he'd go, everything would manifest because there'd be a constant collision. There'd be clouds of glory and fire all the time. Everywhere, you know, he wouldn't, and there wouldn't be a, remember when the Lord first came down to Mount Sinai? Remember when he came down to Mount, what happened? He spoke with thunders, lightnings. They said, why? Because there was a collision course from the third dimension to the first dimension, and everybody booked. They cried out. They want to see God. They want to know God. And when he showed up, they left. They ran so far, man. And they turned around and said, Moses, you speak to him. Because they expected him to be like a man. Do you understand that? But he isn't. He's third dimensional. But for him, it's first dimension. So he was first dimension that came into a third dimension. Are you getting it? We are first dimension going into a third dimension. Oh, God, help me. Woohoo! All right. Verse 9. And if we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is what? Greater. Amen. For this is the witness of God which he has testified of his Son. He who believes in the Son of God is the witness where? In himself. In himself. Man within a man. He who does not believe God has made him a liar, because he has not believed the testimony that God has given of his Son. And this is the testimony that God has given us, eternal life. And this life is in his Son. In other words, third dimensional living is in his Son. He who has the Son has life, and he who does not have the Son of God does not have life. See, we look at life in a different arena than what God looks at it. We look at life as things that are living in this realm. God looks at life of things living in his realm. Are you listening? See, this is eternal, not temporary. God speaks eternally, not temporary. Everything to him is eternal. Everything to him is with him. When he speaks to his children, he speaks to them as with him. When he sees them as with him. When he gives things to them, it's so that it brings connection between him and them. He gave us the Spirit as a down payment, a promise. Why? Because the Spirit is what makes connection to your eternal home. He has the witness with, the Spirit is the witness within you that's always reminding you, you don't belong here. This is only temporary. See, so, but understand, those who are lost don't have that. They are lost. Oh, they may be claimed a believer, but they're lost. Are you getting this? There's a difference. Okay, let's go just a wee bit further. Verse 13, these things I have written to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, that you may know that you have eternal life, and that you may continue to believe in the name of the Son of God, who is God. Amen. Why? Because he is the port. Go to John chapter 1. John chapter 1. Is everybody there? Anybody there? Anybody here? In verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing was made that was made. In him was what?
Life.
Life. And the life was the light of men. The light shines in the darkness, and darkness did not comprehend it. So if there's non-comprehension, where is an individual? In darkness. Go to verse 14. And the Word became what? The Word that was with God in the third dimension became flesh. In other words, third dimension put on the three that were one, now one became three. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Grace and truth, in other words, he now set up the age of grace. And in the age of grace is a dimensional age. When an parallel opening is available to the required combination of cooperation, discernment, and timing. All right, I'm going to say this again. Okay, Jesus came, right? He died on the cross for me and you. Remember when the rock split? Because dimensional realm was just split. Graves opened up, rocks split, all kinds of things split because there was a collision. And in this collision, Jesus went to the depths of hell, slapped the devil on the head, said, turn over the keys. You've brought my people into slavery. This realm is still a temporary, let me tell you, this realm is a temporary slavery now. That's why it's got to end. That's why it's called temporary. This realm, what we call first dimension for me and you, is going to end because it's a slave place. It's a slavery under Satan's rule because he has dominion. So the Lord had to come into this place from the third dimension to break through so that you and I could become free from the slavery and bondage of darkness into his glorious light and have the hope and continue in the area that there's a way out of here, home. See, many of people will die, but they won't make it home. Are you listening? Some of them won't make it home because they don't follow the Lord. So in this, the Word says that the Word became flesh. In other words, he put on, one became three, anyways, put on the natural realm. And he came into fullness of grace and truth. In other words, grace is the area where it's considered an age. It's a time where there's a time of escape. It is the plan of God to escape. This is where a parallel opening is available through the required combinations. And the combination of cooperation discernment, and timing. Where all three dimensions line up for communication and transport. Is anybody still here? This is called the dimensional age. This was available. This is why Jesus came into this realm. So he can set this up so that there be a open communication and a possible transport. In other words, the three realms paralleling. Each realm has an open port. I guess the best way I can explain this is soon. Psalm 32. Hang tough. Psalm 32. Is everybody okay? Psalm 32. Help me. Some of y'all think the pastor's watching too many sci-fi flicks, man. Sorry. It's not what's happening. Psalm 32, would you read verse 1 with me? Blessed is he whose transgression is forgiven, whose sin is covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord does not impute iniquity, and whose spirit there is no what? Deceit. Well, what separates us from God? Sin. Amen. When I kept silent, my bones grew old through my groaning all the day long. For day and night your hand was heavy upon me. My vitality was turned into the drought of summer. I acknowledge my sin to you, and my iniquity I have not hidden. I said I will confess my transgressions to the Lord, and you forgave the iniquity of my sin. So something happened. When he repented, right? That's cooperation, right? He repented of his sins. He got washed by the blood of Christ through repentance. Something began to happen. It began to move something. Now watch this in verse 6. For this cause everyone who is what? Godly shall what? Pray to you in when? In time when you may what? Be found. In other words, when this available access is there. Surely in the flood of great waters they shall not come near him. You are my hiding place. You shall preserve me from trouble. You shall surround me with songs of what? Deliverance. Why? Because what brings alignment is worship. Has everybody got it? That's why many people are crying out for God and visitation and a touch, but they're not worshiping. And what brings alignment in the parallel to three dimensions is worship. That's why things begin to happen Friday night. I mean, there was a sense where you just wanted to come out of your skin. Like you were about to pop. Hallelujah. Then he says in verse 8, I will instruct you in what? Teach you in the way you should go. I will guide you with my what? Eye. Do not be like the horse or like the mule who have no understanding, which must be harnessed with bit and bridle, else they will not come near you. Many sorrows shall be the wicked, but he who trusts in the Lord, mercy shall follow, surround him. Be glad in the Lord and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy, all you upright in heart. Again, sin, the presence of evil, separates us from God. Music is escalating. In other words, music brings an escalation into the area of alignment in the three-dimensional. In other words, you know, the rapture. Let me give you an example of the rapture. All three dimensions will line up. There'll be an open port. Now, let me give you an example here for a second. Is everybody okay? If I was to take three sheets of glass, right? If I was to take three sheets of glass and put them about a foot apart from each other, and in each sheet of glass there was an opening, but they didn't align together. So everybody got it. Each sheet of glass represented three dimensions. So what has to happen is these sheets of glass are moved by what we do. When Jesus came into the natural realm, he spoke to men by parables. In other words, those were parallels so that they can understand his language. Even though he spoke in another language, they still had a hard time understanding him. They kept saying, man, why can't you speak simple to us? For him, it was simple. For man's comprehension, it was difficult because they didn't understand third-dimensional speaking. Now remember, everything revolves around the tabernacle of God being three-dimensional. Everything. And that's why Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. So if you take these three sheets of glass, and let's just say the first one had tint on it, right? You know, sometimes God can see, it's like God can see you, but you can't see him. But the only thing you can see is what he's created. So you know he's God. But in that, there's an opening. There is a opening, like a window or a door. And in this is God brings things and begins to move. This is why we are in the dimensional age. And in this dimensional age, it means he's allowing us to access the third dimension through the combination of cooperation. What's the other one? Discernment and what? Timing. Because everything is associated with his timing. Amen? It's, in other words, he causes you. He says, I will put my spirit in you and cause you to what? Obey. In other words, in this, there's God's spiritual timing. God's timing is his will. So in these three sheets of glass, what happens is he brings us into a place. So many times people, because they're in the flesh, say, I don't feel like doing that. Well, then you won't catch the timing. That's non-cooperation. And he says, look, I pray to him when you know that he is here or near. See, he's always near, but there's a sense that there's a distance. We know he sees, but it seems like we can't see him. It's because in this realm, in this three multiple dimension that we're in, he allows a certain time and he causes us to move these dimensions, to move into these dimensions where all three sheets that have an open port come together as one. That's what the rapture is going to be. All three dimensions will have the same open port. He will descend from heaven, and the dead will rise first, and those who are alive will be taken up, because all three dimensions will be paralleled to the port and will be gone in a twinkling of an eye. Has everybody got this? Is everybody okay? Let's go to Galatians chapter 5. So the rapture is a dimensional alignment that will open and allow removal of the righteous ones. In Galatians chapter 5. Galatians chapter 5. Praise be to God. In verse 24. Is everybody there? Let's read this together. And those who are Christ have crucified the flesh with its what? Passions and desires. Why? Because the flesh's passions and desires will keep you enslavement in this dimension. It will what? Keep you enslavement in this dimension. If we what? Verse 25, live in the Spirit, let us also what? Walk in the Spirit. Yes. Walking in the Spirit is walking and having access to second and third dimensions. That's why we have teachings called third dimensional warriors, and I encourage you to get them. It will bring you much more understanding, because we are living in the dimensional age where there are open ports. Jesus was transfigured on the mountain. He was showing them the parallel of an opening when he transfigured himself and showed them who he really was. And then Moses and Elijah showed up with him in representation. And Peter and those guys, you know, and James were like, oh, and John, well let's build three tabernacles. Because they understood. They understood the ports. And they wanted to build three tabernacles, but it wasn't necessary. It was the three that were becoming one and the one becoming three. Oh, hallelujah. For if we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. And let us not become conceited, provoking one another or envying one another. Those who have Christ have crucified the flesh of the connection to the temporary dimension to escape. So in other words, we want to escape this place so that we are not eternally separated from God. To live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit is the area to where we are filled with the Spirit of God. We're living in the Spirit of God, but we're walking in search of the parallels of the three dimensions so we have access and a port. Because your desire is to be fully clothed. That's what you groan for, isn't it? So there are dimensional shifts. There are dimensional rifts and certain things that happen in the spirit realm. And I really believe that's why you're seeing a lot of earthquakes and things that are happening. Because even the earth is groaning to be changed. Because even the earth is enslaved by corruption. And it desires to be changed. So you're going to see more disasters and more disasters and more disasters until all three dimensions line up. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. So it's going to take cooperation, discernment, and timing. That's why we must stay filled with the Spirit. It's essential. That's why the Bible says, forsake not to assemble. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, is everybody there? Is everybody okay? Good. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians 4:13. But I do not want you to be what? Ignorant. Hello. Concerning those who have fallen asleep, lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so, God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. And where are they coming from? The third dimension. For this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain until the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an angel, an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up. Why? Because all three dimensions will meet the parallel ports. Are you getting this? And we will be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus we shall always be with the Lord. Therefore, comfort one another with these words. In other words, the Lord will descend from the third dimension to me and you, or to meet us, for we'll still be alive here, right? And what will happen is we will be caught up because all three dimensions will, all the opening area of all three dimensions will become parallel with one another. You know, Jesus was the prime example. That's why he kept saying, I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the way, the truth, and the life. In other words, no one gets to the Father except for through me. And in this, in other words, as you and I praise and worship the Lord, now in the Old Testament, the person that went into the most holy place had to be invited. Amen. He had to be invited. So the second place is a place where they ministered to the Lord through what? Praise and worship. Why? Because what was bringing alignment? The third dimension. And then once a year in the most holy place, there was a conflict. Why? Because the cloud of glory, the light, the pure light would penetrate because there was an opening. And it would go into the most holy place. But it wasn't a light from exterior was an eternal light from God were opened up. You know, when I had my encounter with the Lord, after once the cloud began to lift and then the presence of God was there, when he left, it wasn't like he took off up in the air or something. It was, he left right there. In other words, it was like the natural realm opened and then shut. And he was gone. And that's what it's going to be like with me and you. See, so many things of terminology for me and you in the Bible is so that we can comprehend. But you're going to find out that a lot of things and the things that have been translated and the things that has been spoken are different. Comprehension. In other words, he's going to descend from heaven. Yes. What is he going to do? He's going to come from the other realm, isn't he? He's going to come from the other realm into this realm. But he won't touch the earth. But you and I will be taken. We'll be changed in the twinkling of an eye at the last trump. Put our habitation from the third dimension, which is immortality. See, there are so many things that are happening right now, and there's so many shifts and so many changes that one of the things that we want to maintain is our relationship, our connection. Because the enemy is trying, even what we're seeing right now, all the disasters and all the things that you're seeing right now, all the troubles, all the discouragement, is an opportunity for the enemy to keep us entangled here. They're just distractions. They're called fatal distractions. Because the end result can become fatal. We cannot get caught up in all of the things here. Even the Lord said to Timothy about maintaining a place of warfare, that you can't be entangled in the affairs of this world. In other words, these things in this temporary realm cannot supersede the things of the eternal realm in your life. It's important. We are on the cutting edge right now of things that are getting ready to happen. Cutting edge. And I'm not going to go any further today, but I'm going to continue Tuesday night. But we are on the cutting edge right now of things happening. We are in the dimensional age. It's been allowed. It's being more and more understood. The more and more we're coming to the closeness of the Lord's return, the more and more things are being revealed of the hidden mysteries, and more things are coming. When Peter saw Jesus walking on water, when he saw him walking on the water, there was a third dimensional act. For me and you, for him, it was first dimensional because he was now clothed with habitation. He was now one again with the Father. That's why he was miracles and things were happening. And when he walked over to the boat and Peter said, "Lord, is that you?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "Well, man, you know, this is cool." He said, "Can I do that?" See, he could do that because Jesus was there. It was open. And Jesus said, "Come." And Peter said, no, command me." And Jesus says, "I command you to come." And Peter took some walks on the water. Man, Peter was walking third dimension because third dimension was there. See, third dimension supersedes all natural things. And then Peter got entangled in the wind and the waves, and he began to slowly lose it. And Jesus had to grab him and says, "Oh, you have little faith." In other words, he couldn't hold on to the vision. And this is where we must hold on to the vision. In other words, what a man sees, he is. How you see yourself, you are. This is what prevents us from walking in those areas. This is what prevents us. The Bible says that we are blessed with every spiritual blessing and seated in heavenly places. If you're already there, hello, then you must see yourself there. But the problem is the enemy portrays another picture and another image, and it causes a misalignment in the dimensions, and we miss God many times. That's why he has to get us while we're sleeping. Is everybody okay? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. We are honored and blessed. I ask that you protect this seed that it grows and bear fruit for your glory. And Lord, that you prepare us to cooperate, to discern according to your time, with expectations, not false expectations, not anxious expectations, but with true expectation of your visitation, of your open doors, that we may access those things. You said, boldly come to the throne room of grace. And in this time, Lord, as you visit your people and you take your people in spirit or even home, let us not mourn for those who've been taken, but let us rejoice. And let us rejoice knowing that we're going to be taken and have access to your third dimension, knowing that that's our home. So Lord, again, protect this seed. I come against any confusion, frustration, and I ask that complete simplicity and understanding will be manifested in each and every one here today, and the desire to know you more, in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Amen. Hallelujah.